state-of-the-art avalanche diode microwave sources. Microwave oscillations from avalanche diodes were first reported in early 1965. Intensive research and development has since been reported on both diode structure and operation and circuit design. This paper attempts to sketch briefly the operation of avalanche diodes, describes some of the major advances in understanding and performance, and finally sums up the state of the art as of January 1970. Much of the work in the MPAT field is referenced in two tutorial papers, given as references at the end of this report. A third paper, also given as reference 3, is also aimed at the general reader and includes the recently reported TrapHat mode. An avalanche diode oscillator consists essentially of a PN junction reverse biased into breakdown by a DC supply voltage and enclosed in some type of frequency determining cavity. When compared with more conventional tube types of microwave generators such as klystrons, avalanche diode oscillators offer the advantages of simplicity of power supply, long life, and much greater reliability. It is also becoming obvious that they will soon be much cheaper, current prices notwithstanding. Two modes of operation of avalanche diodes are currently of high interest. These are respectively the MPAT for impact avalanche transit time and the recently discovered TrapHat for trapped plasma avalanche triggered transit mode. The MPAT or simple transit time mode is the best understood and most highly developed mode of operation. It utilizes the delay inherent in the buildup of the avalanche process in concert with the delay inherent in the time required for carriers to travel a given length of semiconductor to produce a microwave current 180 degrees out of phase with an applied microwave voltage. That is, these properties result in a microwave negative resistance. As you would surmise, longer drift region diodes work at lower frequencies and also unavoidably at higher voltages since high electric fields must be maintained across these drift regions. Conversely, shorter devices work at higher frequencies with reduced voltages. This characteristic shortening and reduced voltage for higher frequency devices leads to a falloff of available power with frequency from individual MPAT diodes, approximately as the inverse of the operating frequency squared. See reference 1. Thus, some 5 watts has been generated near 14 GHz, with only 1/10 watt generated near 100 GHz. The most powerful and most efficient MPAT structures to date are formed by a single diffusion of one impurity, say P-type, into a uniformly doped epitaxial layer of the opposite type, say N-type, to form what is commonly called a PN step junction. Such junctions had previously been utilized for varactors, so that their fabrication with present-day technology is quite simple. The most difficult part of the device designer's job has been to provide an adequate means to remove the excess heat generated in the avalanche process. MPAT oscillator circuit design is complicated by the influence of impedances at harmonics of the desired frequency. Intensive theoretical and experimental studies are currently being carried out in order to clarify these influences. To date, successful operation has been achieved, if not completely understood, in rectangular waveguide, coaxial lines, microstrip lines, and even in ridged rectangular waveguide. Efficiencies as high as 10% for silicon and 15% for germanium and gallium arsenide MPATs have been reported. MPATs have earned a reputation, in part deserved, for being noisy. Of the 3 good materials mentioned above, silicon MPAT amplifiers and oscillators are the noisiest of the lot, having noise figures of some 40 dB. Germanium MPATs are quieter, having noise figures in the 30 dB range, and gallium arsenide MPATs are the quietest, having noise figures in the 20 dB range. Even noisy silicon MPATs are sufficiently quiet for many communications applications. The other mode of avalanche diode operation of operational interest is the trapped plasma or TrapHat mode, originally called the anomalous mode. This mode has achieved exceptional efficiencies, that is 60%, but only at frequencies considerably below the transit time or MPAT frequency of a given diode. Thus, a 10 GHz MPAT can perform as a TrapHat oscillator at 5 GHz or below. Unfortunately, efficient TrapHat operation calls for very high power densities, and the more closely the transit time frequency is approached, the higher the power density becomes. CW efficiencies as high as 43% have been reported at frequencies below 1 GHz employing germanium TrapHats. Comparable efficiencies up to 5 GHz have been obtained in low-duty cycle pulsed operation. Silicon trap hats require higher power densities than germanium trap hats, and CW results have been poor. However, quite recently, 27% CW efficiencies at 0.5 GHz were achieved by cooling the heatsink with liquid nitrogen. This contrasts sharply with the 60% efficiency achieved in silicon in low-duty cycle pulsed operation. Trap hat diode fabrication procedures are more complicated than simple impact diode fabrication procedures. This complication arises from the additional requirement of maintaining a precise degree of punch-through of the junction. The principal complication of trap hat operation lies in the requirements placed on the circuit. Trap hat operation requires the presence of an impact resonant cavity to trigger the formation of the trapped plasma. Also, a resonant cavity at the trap hat frequency, a submultiple of the impact frequency, must be present. A special time delay circuit and capacitive energy storage must also be provided. Altogether, these items represent a very complicated circuit design. Only the promise of truly exceptional microwave efficiency makes trap hat work worthwhile. The impact mode is now reasonably well understood and is being considered for several applications. The trap hat mode is still a laboratory curiosity whose potential usefulness has yet to be determined. Both have advantages over existing microwave sources in some applications. Whereas it is extremely doubtful that they will ever replace all other microwave sources, it is obvious that avalanche diodes offer a new and exciting dimension to the microwave systems engineer. References for this report: B.C. Deloach, Jr., Recent Advances in Solid-State Microwave Generators, Chapter in Book, Advances in Microwaves, published by Academic Press, 1966. By the same author, Avalanche Transit Time Microwave Diodes, Chapter 15 in Microwave Semiconductor Devices and Their Circuit Applications, edited by H.A. Watson, published by McGraw-Hill Book Company, 1969. Also by B.C. Deloach, Jr., Modes of Avalanche Diodes and Their Associated Circuits, December 1969 issue of Journal of Solid-State Circuits. B.C. Deloach, Jr. and D.L. Scharfetter, Device Physics of Trap Hat Oscillators, January 1970 issue of IEEE Transactions on Electron Devices. A.S. Clorfine, R.J. Ecola, and L.S. Napoli, A Theory for the High-Efficiency Mode of Oscillation in Avalanche Diodes, RCA Review, September 1969, Volume 30, Number 3, page 397. And finally, W.J. Evans, Circuits for High-Efficiency Avalanche Diode Oscillators, December 1969, IEEE Transactions, Microwave Theory and Techniques. The report prepared by B.C. Deloach, Jr., Bell Telephone Laboratories, Murray Hill, New Jersey.
DATE, the Dial Access Technical Education, is an IEEE educational activity. If you need a copy of the reference list, send a stamped self-addressed envelope and the title of this report to DATE, IEEE Headquarters, 345 East 47th Street, New York 10017.